Humpty Dumpty Was Pushed is the title of a novel billed as hip-hop noir, a thriller set in the record studios and hip-hop clubs of New York City, with a full serving of drugs, thugs, cops, and violent death. The author is Mark Blatt. This is his first novel. He joins us from our New York studios, where nothing bad happens. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Linda. Good to be here.
Now, you wrote this book in several languages. You have the hip-hop street talk of some of your gangster characters and the mixed-up English of Eastern European gangster characters, plus cop talk, music industry talk. But I must say that I did wonder, and you know, my experience wouldn't really help me with this, if a middle-aged white guy was getting this gangster thing right.
Well, first of all, one of the things that's in answer to your question, no one at readings ever says to me, "Hey, Mark Blatt, how come you understand how the people in the Hamptons talk?" Nobody ever says that to me. As far as the dialogue and hip-hop, back in the late 90s, someone was looking for a string arranger for an R&B record, and I was recommended. And I loved this guy. And I said, "What do you want to do?" And he said, "I want to start a hip-hop label." So I'm like, "Well, you want to start hip-hop? Oh, maybe we can finance you." So my wife and I lost $400,000 on this hip-hop label, but we spent 2 years hanging at the clubs, going to the shows, and befriending the Wu-Tang. And so we were sort of kind of in the mix. And so that feels very natural to me.
Now, the hero of this piece is a cop, a New York City detective whose name is Salvatore Messina. But that's not what he's called.
Right. He's called Black Sally Blue Eyes.
Now, where'd you get that?
Well, I made it up. But essentially, in my mind, you know, I was thinking of an Italian guy from the streets. What would be interesting about him is if he had straight black hair and these piercing blue eyes. And he's called Black Sally Blue Eyes because of his hair, but also because he's incredibly dark. Very unhappy person. So at one point, one of the gangsters that he's psyching out says to another gangster, "Boy, that guy he's really dark. I would say his personality is kind of like he has his head up his, you know what I'm saying? That's dark."
So I picked a page in which we first see Sally at work. And it's close to the beginning of the book, so it's not going to give away any big parts of the plot. Page 15?
Yeah. "I know this guy, or someone who looks a lot like him," Black Sally Blue Eyes said, to no one in particular, referring to the oversized corpse lying on the pavement in the big outdoor parking lot at 22nd Street just west of Fifth Avenue. He inspected the two entry wounds in the chest and another one in the back of the head. "Over at Starbucks last week. I remember him being very particular about his coffee." He sighed, then glanced away to admire the cornices of the old buildings adjacent to the parking lot. Their beauty and graceful design soothed him for a moment, taking his mind off the bloody mess in front of him. "Somebody run a check on those two cars left in here," he said. "I want to know who owns them and what they were doing last night." "It's in the works," Ted Schwartz said. "Hey, what do you make of the bright yellow socks? Everything the dead guy's wearing is black except for those socks. You think the guy's a Latin king?" "Yeah, and I'm a Saudi prince. Give me a break, Ted," Sally said to his 20-something Samson before the haircut partner. "Look at that stupid bling the guy's got around his neck and that whack-ass belt buckle with the leather pants. It doesn't fit. I'd give odds this guy's no native son. Everything about him says off the boat and not the Staten Island ferry."
Did you think of this book as a morality tale? I mean, how did you envision a mystery novel, a thriller, is a sort of it's a conceit. It's a sort of formal kind of book in some ways.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Evan Hunter was one of the guys who really inspired me to write. I knew him when I was much younger.
He wrote under another name.
He wrote under Ed McBain.
Right.
And he wrote The Birds for Hitchcock and Blackboard Jungle.
Right.
And he said the same thing you're saying. He said it is a morality play. somebody gets murdered and somebody gets punished for it. The problem in what I was trying to do is I was trying to create a situation that was toxic where eventually people would get killed. But it's not like there's a murderer out on the street, hide your children. It's more that any one of us, given the right circumstances, is capable of murder. And I think the book does a very, very good job of creating that situation where somewhat ordinary people do heinous things.
Well, now, since your literary career began as a songwriter, mm-hmm. that is, I read that on the back flap of the book, what sort of songwriter are you? I mean, how would you define what you do?
That's a really good question. I stopped writing songs 7 years ago, right after the Trey Towers went down. I wrote my last song called Hole in the Sky, and it was selected to be on an album of songs by policemen and firemen. And after that, I just sort of lost my enthusiasm, and I think part of it was because I didn't really feel as a songwriter I had a unique voice. I felt I was very good. People like Kenny Rogers, Celine Dion, The Four Tops, Marie Osmond, Dottie West. Many people have cut my songs.
So it sounds like you could write for one or write for the other. I mean, lots of voices.
Unfortunately, yeah. So I never really felt like, for example, Burt Bacharach sounds like Burt Bacharach. You hear a Burt Bacharach song, oh, you know, that's got to be Burt Bacharach. You hear a Mark Blatt song, you go, that's a good song. You know, it just doesn't distinguish itself. So the beauty of this book, which I'm so excited about, is that the style is highly unique. And so it's kind of ironic that I spent 35 years writing songs that were well-crafted, somewhat inspired, and quite successful. And then I write this book, and I finally achieved what I've set out for in life, which is to have a unique voice. So that's worked out great.
Mark Blatt joined us from our New York studios. His new novel, his first, is called Humpty Dumpty Was Pushed. Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.